This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with Tim Rich, the wrestling coach at Danvers High School. And Tim, we have three state champions with us here. And maybe you can tell me, let's go through them one at a time, but maybe you could start with Jack Anderson.
Jack Anderson is a state champion at 160 pounds this year. He had a great season. He's a senior. He's our senior captain, co-MVP. Ended up finishing fourth in the All-State Wrestling Tournament, and he's one of the best guys that we've ever had.
Jack, what more can you tell us about that?
The kid I wrestled in the state finals, I lost to him a couple weeks prior to that. So being able to beat him that day was really special to me and really meant a lot.
Now, who is he and where is he from?
Jake Warner from Wayland. Okay. Wayland High School.
What more can you tell me about that particular match?
Jake Warner, he's a grinder. He's one of the top guys in the state. Jack lost an overtime match to him earlier this year. We knew it was going to be close. Jack had a little bit of a different game plan going in this time. I was a little bit more aggressive, wanted to try to get score points early, and he did that, and he came out with the victory.
All right, Coach, maybe tell me more about Quinn here.
Okay, this is Quinton Hong. Quinton's won the state tournament at 170 pounds this year. Quinn's a two-time state champion, two-time All-State finalist for us. He's graduating this year. He's hoping to play some outside linebacker in college. He's the defensive player of the year in football this year for us. Transferable skills in wrestling, I think, helped out a little bit. He finished the year great.
Yeah. Obviously, we remember you from the football season. Tell us about the state championship match.
Going in there, I knew my opponent, Devin Pelletier from Mount Greylock, winningest wrestler in Mass history. I'd seen him wrestle the year before, and he was a big, thick kid. I knew he was strong, knew he would have a game plan coming in for me. You know, watched him wrestle his semis match, knew what I had to do, went in there, calm, collected, and did what I had to do, won 7-0.
Coach, tell me more about game plans here. So what do you tell me? What does that mean?
Everybody's wrestling style is different. Quinton, for example, he's kind of a bully when he wrestles. He wrestles pretty mean. He's big, strong.
And he just flashed a huge smile right there.
Yep. Wrestling's a mean sport, and Quinn's one of the meaner guys out there. Devin Pelletier, you know, he had 239 career victories going into the match, and Quinn absolutely dominated him from start to finish.
All right. Well, anything to add to that?
No, that was it. It was a nice win for all of us.
Captain Jack, you want to add anything to this?
No, that was just good to see all three of us win that day. That was really special.
All right. Tell me now about Colby.
All right. Colby Holland, he's a junior for us. He's a three-time state champion now. He's probably going to go down. Don't tell his brother this, but as the best wrestler to come out of Danvers, he's one of the most dominating wrestlers in the state tournament for us. He wrestled Jackson Leet in the finals, who is actually a Danvers kid. He wrestles for Essex Tech. His little brother actually wrestles for us at the high school, so you knew him pretty well.
So he's a town champion on top of that, right?
Yeah.
Correct. So tell us about the state championship meet.
I knew it was. I wrestled him the week before in the sectional tournament, and knew what he does, know how he wrestles. Just went out there and did what I had to do.
Quinton, not much of a smile on his face here.
Colby's keeps it pretty serious, you know, not much of a talker, but goes out there, does what he's got to do, beats the hell out of kids.
Coach, tell me, what about this group here and the team? Obviously, you guys as a team had a great year as well.
It helps. They're all around the same weight. You know, you talk about iron sharpens iron, right? And these guys, they all wrestle in the same live group. They all, you know, butt heads every day, and I think it brings the level of all three of them up.
You guys want to do maybe a shout-out to one of your teammates or something like this? We didn't rehearse this piece at all, but somebody other – obviously you three are drawing a lot of headlines here with the state titles and so on, but obviously it's a great team. Jack?
I give a shout out to Max Leet. Definitely, he just plays fourth at nationals as an eighth grader, and he has a really bright future ahead of him.
Yeah, and Quinton,
I'll give a little shout out to Matt Reedy. He went through most of the year with a few injuries, battled through, won some big matches for us, and proud of him.
All right,
tough kid.
And Colby, this is the toughest spot to be the number three here, but
yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to Russ Canova. He's a freshman, wrestled with us all year. He just grinds. Gets beat up all the time, just getting better every day.
So this group coach, the three different wrestlers, three very different personalities I'm sensing here too, right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. It makes it interesting. It makes it fun.
Good. Anything else you want to share with us about these guys here?
You know, our two seniors, they're going to be missed, and Colby's going to have to take over that role as the leader for us, and I think he can do it.
There was the smile we were looking for right there. And Quinton, what about football? What's the plan for you?
I'm either going to go to Framingham, UMass Dartmouth, UMass Amherst, or maybe UNC. Maybe not play at UNC, you know, maybe try to walk on, but you know, we'll see how that goes.
Gotcha. Okay. And how about yourself, Jack? What's ahead for you?
Yeah, I'm going to UMass Amherst next year and studying kinesiology.
Gotcha. All right. Coach, any other thoughts from you on this group here?
I think it's covered.
And we hope Colby's back here at Danvers High School next year, right?
Absolutely.
That's the plan for him.
Yep. He's got to just make sure that he gets to school on time, keeps those grades up, and gets his teammates on the mat in the off season.
And he's got the Carolina shirt here, though, really.
Yeah. UNC, Final Four.
Gotcha. All right, there they are from Danvers High School. This is MSO News Sports.